already met the Thanes of Rigel and even followed them on their quest across the sea. But now travel back to the city they call home mere days after their departure, where a brand new story is taking shape. Set upon by bad luck, a group of disparate individuals find themselves forced to work together at the behest of the rich and the powerful. But in Rigel, nothing is ever quite as it seems. With new powers on the rise and the city's thanes gone, will others rise to the occasion or discover they're not quite heroes at all? The Pod Called Quest presents Quest Side Story.
Everybody, welcome back to the Pod Called Quest. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
Shane.
I'm Foz.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Rosé Dave.
Ooh, Rosé Dave.
Chardonnay Dave right now.
All right, everyone's official names from now on is whatever liquid they're currently consuming. So I'm Beer Josh.
And Water Stephanie.
Boring.
I'm Whiskey Foz.
Yeah.
Shane, you have to go too.
What about Laura?
I know.
Well, yeah. You go before okay, Laura, but... so.
Oh, we're not going in order.
Hold on, Josh. You should go pour Laura a drink so she has something to
Laura,
say.
Well, why are you
she doesn't like the drink.
I'm drinking Coke, but saying Coke, Laura, makes me sound like I'm doing drugs.
I'm Cokehead Laura.
Why don't you just say I'm Coca-Cola Laura?
Coca-Cola so then you don't Laura. Have to... That's it. Or Cola. No, Coca-Cola Laura.
No, cola makes it sound like you're drinking like RC Cola.
Ooh.
And you're better than that, Laura.
No, RC Cola is not.
It's good. All garbage.
Anyway. Go ahead, Shane. Your turn.
And I'm come Shane.
Oh, wow.
How did I not see that coming?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
We can't see him drinking it either.
Yeah, he turned off his camera, so he could be drinking anything. We have no idea.
Or anyone.
Ooh.
God damn it. This is spicy. Can we not start the show with come drinking jokes?
Why not?
You're such a fucking prude.
Dude, this is
a
milestone. I bet
people,
you no one's...
People listen to this shit with their kids in the room.
They shouldn't.
They're bad parents.
No one should listen to this with their kids in the room. What are they doing?
I know people who are stay-at-home parents who listen to us, so I know their kids are around, especially right now.
Terrible parents. Jason.
No, Jason's amazing. I'm sure they put headphones in because we say bad words sometimes.
No, I'm kidding. Happy Halloween.
Wait,
that over the garden wall reference. Come on, I got
come
it.
Come on.
Thanks, Steph.
Oh,
anyway,
whatever, dude.
So guess what's some exciting news that I should have announced to everybody a couple weeks ago when it happened, but I never did.
What?
What's that?
We officially spent the money to get an official United States PO box.
Wow,
I live there.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, Shane, PO you live box. There?
I live in the post office.
In the post office box?
Shane lives in the P.O. box.
No, you said the United States.
Yeah, right, of course. Oh, yeah, I live there too, unfortunately.
Me too. Nice.
Anyways, yeah, we got a P.O. box. But if anybody ever wants to, you know, send us anything or whatever, not that we're expecting it, but, you know, if that does come up, you can find that information at podcalledquest.com/contact, or you can just mail things to P.O. box 1342, Anaheim, California, 92815. So yeah, if you're feeling like it, that's the option and that's available to you. So we really appreciate some of the stuff we've got in the past. For those of you who've sent us stuff, you know who you are.
Yay.
You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Mad Bezos.
Indeed.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, now that we got that out of the way, last week's episode, hey guys?
Yeah. What the hell?
Not to dive right in too much, but I mean, we did talk way too much before we started recording, so we kind of have to just go.
Yeah.
That does happen sometimes, their listeners. Sometimes we, especially right now, we miss each other so much that we'll just bullshit for an hour and a half, mm-hmm. and then we cut down our recording time, so now we don't really have the time to bullshit at the start of the show. But yeah, the episode. Where's everybody's brain at?
In a tiz.
In the toilet.
I'm a little bummed.
Yeah.
Little bummed.
Oh, come on.
I kind of am
too. You told me last week it was like one of the best episodes we've done in a while.
It was. It was a lot of fun for me. But I am a little bummed with the way things turned out. Like, I thought there was going to be a combat, you know? And I thought, like, I don't know. I just thought the whole thing was going to go different with Ezra. The fact that he kind of... Well, I guess it's not Ezra, you know? But, like, it is, as far as we know. But it's not.
I would say, is it?
The fact that he, like, died just so quick feels like it was just, like, ripped out from under us. Although, I don't know if I would want to find out all the answers right now. Like, well, I love the hints we've gotten in this campaign.
Mm-hmm. Also, did you think you were going to get him cornered by himself as the final fight for Ezra?
Hell no.
Yeah, no, honestly. Like,
or is there really an Ezra you get to fight?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's there is. I just don't think it's this lady.
I'm not sure, but I really thought that maybe this was going to be the end of the road because Ezra was kind of our last clue. And I thought maybe the trail was cold after this. But the fact that now this lady is here, I'm like excited. I'm like, ooh, what's this now? Like a new clue or a new something.
Yeah, I had thought, and it's probably not realistic.
Yeah, any theories?
Well, yeah, I think she was a higher up and...
Whoa, Shane. What? Foz was going.
Anyway, I think she was a higher up and willing to die for the cause.
Interesting. So
she disguised herself as Ezra with some magic and then killed herself. Anyway, Foz.
Foz?
No, I'm on stupid.
What? Foz. Jesus Christ, don't do that. God damn it.
Motherfucker.
I was thinking about, like, at what point was it this woman? Like, was Ezra the real Ezra really there? And then between everything going down, did he have somebody switch out with him? And then, you know, and then he escaped? Or was it this woman the entire time interacting with Joe? I think that he did get cornered, but had a way of getting away at one point. That's my thought.
Yeah. And if there's some question on like when or who or what Ezra, this throws like a question mark on any time you've ever interacted with this person. If this is on the table.
Yeah, you know? I think he got switched out when he came back looking all disheveled.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, when was
that's
that?
A nice little clue.
When he took off, he left the room and he came back looking disheveled.
Actually,
I think that's when he got switched out.
I think he did it when he kicked Joe out. When he was like, get the fuck out of here. And then
nice.
It's possible.
He bounced and then switched it up with somebody else because Josh led on that he had innate abilities. Like he was using innate abilities of like, as far as we know, it could be a red herring, but meta, like he was able to perceive.
I remember what you're talking about. Yeah.
Sense motive.
There was
and stuff
magic
like that.
At play or at least
or
some
abilities
sort of
at play. Yeah.
Divination at play.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I guess now that you mention it, it was never really explained why he came back so disheveled.
Well, he was pacing around the room, as Josh explained. Like he was cornered, quote unquote, was really nervous and
like metagaming wise. But Josh did also affirm this theory. He did say that he had means to tell whether you were telling the truth or not. And
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. He never rolled a single sense motive against any of your bluffs.
Well, you don't know what I roll, but like quote unquote behind the screen.
Well, I look at you, and if you don't look down, I assume you don't roll.
I'm just going to tell you this right now, Shane. Look at me.
No.
I just reached out for my D20,
mm-hmm.
and I just rolled it too.
You didn't look down at it.
Damn, dude.
I know. So
but
I do
know
that.
What number shows up?
I can glance down for, I can pick up my beer and look at things. I do that all the time.
All right.
Okay. Just saying
also,
that.
Also, like his passive abilities might be like even higher than what it
There's
is that you rolled.
Definitely some divination going on.
I'm just saying that a lot of roles probably happen that you guys are not aware of. Because I'm very much aware that y'all can tell when I look at things. So I try to hide that.
Oh, you know the
tricky.
Rules.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
So yeah, it's
tricky.
I know that I have players that would actually, like Shane is, where he'd be like, he looked down, I know he rolled something. I know I have players like that. Sure. I've learned that over the years.
You're usually very good at...
Normally, you can hear my dice go clunk, clunk when you're totally. In the room. But right now, I can kind of be secretive.
To clarify, this woman, is she like dead?
No.
Or okay, this is what I'm trying to understand.
Her fucking insides melted.
Yeah, and your hand melted too.
She's a goo bag.
Dude.
Well, this is what I'm trying to understand. Like the way I pictured it was that like Ezra is dead, and then all of a sudden this woman just appears.
No,
but you're saying like
you watch
is
like
another person.
You're looking at Ezra's form.
Okay, got it.
That is just like the inside of it is just melting and just like this corrosion. There's all this foam spewing out, but then like the form shifted.
Yeah, as if to say
the magic
she was magically looking
like you
Ezra.
Watched it.
Yeah,
that was the last
you
thing
watched
I saw.
It happen. Yeah. It didn't just like it wasn't like a jump cut. Like all of a sudden, like they swapped the body. You were looking at it.
Yeah, you and I were the ones that saw it closest because we were still right there.
Yeah, I was a little bit unclear on that.
You also, I will say this, like, you touched his face and it didn't feel like an illusion. Like you touched his face.
Is this still some like face stalker
shit? This is like a shapeshifter.
I mean, you can draw your own conclusions. I'm just telling you, like, if there was like a disguise, something like as rudimentary as like a disguise self spell, like if someone disguised themselves as an elf and you go to touch their pointy ears when they're actually a human, your hand just goes through that part of the ear, you know?
Yeah, right. So this is like
you touched his face while trying to pull this thing out of his mouth. You touched him.
Remember, what is it, a skin changer or they can suck the skin off, like take somebody's skin? Remember that monster?
Skinwalker?
A changeling?
Oh, yeah. It's a skin stealer.
Skin stealer.
What the fuck? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Wait, what's a skin stealer? I want to look this up.
They can do like a full round action and take your skin and
It's like a fake creature that just looks like a skinless human. So like just muscles exposed.
That's fucking disgusting.
They're actually fae. You think they'd be undead because they look undead, but they're actually fairy things from the first world.
I guess this won't apply then.
Nah, I think it's like a doppelganger or some shit.
Yeah.
Or some form of polymorph, you know?
Damn, Shane. Yeah, this monster's guy. Yeah,
this is creepy.
Well, we've ran into doppelgangers before, haven't we?
One.
I mean, in the other campaign. I met a guy.
Yeah, one.
I don't know. Yeah.
Which one was the doppelganger?
I do remember that, but I can't remember when.
Yeah, so he was a person adrift on the ocean when you guys were traveling to Karthar.
Oh, yeah.
And he was actually a scout that Petros's ship used to send out to find other local ships and basically take them over.
Yeah, I remember Shane. That
changeling theory is a great idea. Fuck.
I'm thinking about this. I guess I wasn't really thinking about this, but like, what a fucked up captain. All right, get on this plank of wood. You're going to float for the next week. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Got to pay your dues.
It's tough to be subhuman.
I don't know, man. Patrick's is like one of like two humans on that ship. So I don't really think there was a hierarchy of that, you know?
Yeah, I didn't really mean
that. That's true. He's just a toxic captain. You hear that?
Just a toxic captain.
Hey.
Your boyfriend's toxic.
Pedro is not toxic.
Why do you think I killed him?
Dude.
Oof. Rude.
He was
totally gaslighting you, Laura.
He was controlled by like an eldritch other, like an alien being.
Oh,
that's what they all
typical
say.
Typical boy.
Dude, that's like the ultimate gaslight.
Sorry, babe. I was controlled by an eldritch deity.
If anything, Petros is being gaslit. Well, I mean, either way, guys. What? I guess, like, I don't know. Like, what are y'all's plans? Like, what do y'all want to? What do y'all? I mean, I guess we can technically just jump back in if we want to just go for it.
Oh gosh.
I mean, we're here. I mean, I guess I can find out what your guys' plans are by being in the episode.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well. After witnessing this, as you thought was Ezra Brannig, just melt away into this nondescript human woman, you all surrounded by these partially broken, some headless statues of these kings in this underground amphitheater, this single shaft of light kind of illuminating the room. You can hear the slow kind of wheezing of Jane across the way. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, Locke's hand is still melting, sort of. She's in pain, and Pearl is kind of trying to help her like bandage it up, but she's just holding her hand like, crying out in pain.
Are you okay? What happened?
My hand. Oh God.
Yeah. And he pulls out a stick from his pants and it's a wand to cure light wounds. And then he starts tapping.
That's a really interesting way for you to describe that, man.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't hold it back.
He pulls a stick from out of his pants and taps your hand with it. Gross, dude. Come on, man.
Oh God.
Even if you said he pulls a wand from his pants, that's what you should, that's all penises should be called, wands now.
No, it was dramatic suspense. Like, what is this? Oh, it's a wand. So the first one's two, next one's three. Next one is seven. Next one is two. That's great. Next one is eight. Where are you at? Because she took like 27 points of damage,
now.
Right?
It was 60. Well, it was six from him biting as hard as he could, and then so 16 from the acid itself.
I'm full now. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Alcrov.
Alcrov, you were preoccupied. This little one was brave as fuck.
And he kind of like gives you a little like underneath the chin, like a little nick with his like knuckle.
That was wild. This one, I don't even know. Just fireball of just. She just put her hands in his mouth or her mouth, I guess, or whatever's left of her face.
Who the fuck is this? Like, what happened?
Locke kind of smiles at Pearl's compliment, but then quickly looks over at the body in front of them. I have no idea. So this isn't really Ezra? Or was this Ezra the whole time?
Quick question. How the fuck are we getting out of here?
That is a good question. Well, can we just leave the body
here?
There
has to be another way out. You think?
Is Jane all right?
Oh, I forgot about him.
Mutt's going to loot. He's going to loot this lady's body.
Okay. Roll a perception, dude.
Hold on. Fozzle's going to say something.
Well, I just was going to detect magic first on her.
Oh, that's a good call.
Okay, Arkrov, with your detect magic, you do notice there is a faint glow coming from within this person's shirt.
He'll look to Mutt and be like, one moment, let me inspect this. And then he'll reach into where that is in the shirt.
Okay, so you reach down and you notice that this person is wearing a necklace.
Yeah. All right, I'll take that necklace off.
It is a really nondescript metal necklace. Do you want to roll a spellcraft on it to like see what it does?
Yeah,
it's obviously magical. It's an illusion aura that you're getting from
it. Nice. Well, that's an 11, so.
You do not know what it is?
I found this necklace. Look, it is magical, but I don't have I don't know much about it. Can anyone see what this might do?
Is anyone else even trained in spellcraft?
I think I am.
I was thinking Locke, but
I am. Let's do it. Spellcraft.
Do you have a rank in it, or is it just a class skill? Because we get that mixed up a lot. You have to have a rank in it.
Oh, I've got a rank in it, all right.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because it's a consistent thing
we
fuck up.
I've got quite a few ranks in it, in fact.
Yes.
I don't need to brag about it. Jeez.
Okay, here I go. Spellcraft. 22.
Nice.
22. Okay, yes. This is a greater amulet of disguise. Ooh. Similar to a hat of disguise. It was just made to not be a hat.
Oh, it makes
sense.
So
it is
now
a greater amulet of disguise. So if you would like to look up how that works, just look up the greater hat of disguise. It's just a different slot, but essentially it gives off a faint illusion aura at third level. It goes around the next slot. So like a hat of disguise, this necklace allows its wearer to alter her appearance. It functions as an alter self spell instead of a disguise self. And the necklace becomes part of the disguise during the kind of the spell's duration.
And that would explain the changes in the actual physical.
Yeah.
Her physical nature.
Correct. Yeah. Alter self is more along the lines of a polymorph.
Right.
It's literally changing the person's physical nature, which this might just be an in-game thing. But it's funny how this hat of disguise, this greater one, is still illusion magic when polymorph is actually transmutation. So you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to call Paizo out on this. It's probably just a discrepancy. This should be it should give off a transmutation aura because that's what it's doing. Yeah. That's an interesting thing because they probably kept it the same because the regular hat of disguise is illusion, but it should definitely be transmutation.
Yeah.
Because Alter Self is a transmutation polymorph spell. That's probably like an oversight. So yeah, we'll retcon that. That is a transmutation. I'm changing the rules, guys. GM Fiat.
So you're saying it can change this person into whoever they want, obviously. They were acting as Ezra.
That's what it seems like.
How long has he been like that? Or is she?
There's really no way to tell, I don't think. It could have been her the entire time, or for a few minutes.
Do you not recognize her?
No, I've never seen her before in my life.
All right.
Wait. Jane? Jane, do you know who this
is? He's got some healing, so he's probably not wheezing like that anymore, but he's still like beat up. His face is swollen, just not as swollen.
Jane, do you know who this is?
He like tries to get up and then like stumbles and falls down. Like he can't even stand.
Okay, now you're being dramatic. We healed you. You're fine.
Fuck you.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do with him?
Good question.
Good question.
Maybe we can lock him up in, I don't know. But then the closet might come for him. So I don't know where we could put him that would keep him safe. Except for the Fitzelrics. But I really don't want any more ties with him.
I also don't want to put the Fitzelrics through that again.
Me neither.
Little one.
And Pearl stands up and talks to Jane.
Listen, what's on your mind right now? Seems like you've been through a lot. Seems like you probably don't trust anyone.
What are you, my fucking therapist?
Do you not hear us discussing your destiny right now, friend? Because I would be unsettled by the fact that we are talking about what to do with you in front of you. And I'm just trying to get your opinion on the mat.
Fuck you.
I kick him in the teeth.
Mutt, come on, Mutt.
Okay, you kick him in the teeth, he rolls over and he spits a tooth out with a gob of blood.
Mutt, don't. Jane, I told you I would keep you alive and here we are. If we just let you go, You're going to die. Those clauses will be back, but we're not going to force you to do anything.
I'm not going to sit here bloodied and be talked to like this.
What would you rather the situation be?
You're a bit between a rock and a hard place, my friend.
You think?
We're just trying to help.
What would you prefer? To cooperate with us and possibly live, or to be killed by another Quazzet?
Neither, in all honesty.
So do you resign to death? Because Mutt has no, Mutt.
We're not going to kill him.
Yeah, he like scooches further away from Mutt.
Mutt, don't kill him, please.
Sorry, I'm just having a very odd time trying to figure out why this sorry sack of shit is still alive.
See what I mean.
And why the fuck we aren't out there looking for Ezra right now?
Jane.
If you're just going to do it, fucking do it.
No, Jane, I asked the question.
Shut up, Joe. He just looks up at Mutt and just says, I don't fucking care anymore.
Don't kill him.
That makes two of us, mate.
Do you recognize her, please?
He's able to like barely get up and limp over there. You can tell like one of his knees is like really fucked and he's barely able to put a lot of pressure on it. And he looks and he just says, no, never seen her before.
Arcross still holding the wand and he'll give him a little poke. 9 points of healing.
Nice. Okay. He's up. He has some, you know, long-standing injuries that require some rest, but he, whatever amount of his body that can be healed through these magical means, it probably has been.
Locke stands up to meet him eye to eye. She's probably shorter than him, but she tries to stand up straight and look, not intimidating, but she tries to look a little less like herself.
Meek?
Yes. And she says, listen, Ezra completely hung you out to dry. Looks like you got completely, beat to a pulp by him, by his people, by his men.
Why do you think I don't fucking care anymore?
What I'm saying is...
If you're gonna
do
it, just do it. I don't fucking care. He just sits down on one of the steps in the amphitheater.
She kneels down to get back to his eye level. We're not doing that. We saved your life. We kept you alive. We're not Ezra. You can trust us.
Can I?
Well, not me.
Well, yeah, no one can
kind of like
much.
He like nods towards him and like he gives that look of like case in point, you know.
Yeah, well, none of us trust him. It's fine. She kind of winks at Jane. All I'm saying is that if you decide not to work with us, I don't know where else you're going to go. I'd prefer not to see you killed by another Quazzet, but if I have to, then so be it, I suppose.
You people love to talk. You love your speeches. You love your questions. I don't fucking care.
Well, you should care. That's the point, Jane. Look at me. I understand I...
God, are you gonna give one of your lectures again?
Oh, shut up. The whole point is that you're worth something, Jane. Okay? You should be trying to stay alive. You're more than this organization. I'm more than this organization. We all are.
You weren't even ever part of it.
I almost was.
You've rarely ever skirted the outskirts of it. You were never in for it anyways. You proved that today.
Yes, because I care about me and I care about my life. And you should care about yours too. You're more than this. They don't care about you, but someone out there might.
You think that I don't know they don't? It's pretty apparent after today.
So then you should. You should care about you. I don't care if they don't.
Just fucking leave me alone.
Isn't caring the entire point? You joined this cause because you care about it. Am I wrong? What was the point in the first place?
What part of leave me alone do you not fucking understand?
Fuck off. Just you let him make whatever decision he wants. Die,
so I don't know which you prefer.
Hey, everyone needs to cool their fucking tempers right now.
That's a 29 to hit.
Did you go over to him and move over towards Locke as well and also go and hit him?
Yep.
Did anybody move to stop Mutt as he walked over?
I would have tried to stop him.
Roll a stop check.
Mutt, really? Is this really necessary? Is that all you know how to do is hit people?
I mean, you hit him. I mean, he just takes it. It's not even like 29 wasn't even necessary. He's not defending himself. He's
no, sitting. I didn't hit him with my fist. I hit him with the axe.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I drew the axe.
You're just going to execute him?
Yep.
Okay,
wow,
Locke would have stopped you.
That's rude.
Locke would have stopped you.
Yeah, there's, she's not the only person who would have stopped you from doing this as well. So.
Okay, well then I'm going to punch him.
No, you already said you're attacking him with the axe.
Yeah, no, not.
So you go to draw the axe, and in that moment, meeting your axe, as I will roll for this.
Oh.
Wonderful. Natural 17. Meeting your axe and fending it off, you see the swift whoosh, and you're now stopped by a jet black Wakizashi.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
What? Yeah.
Swiftly moving and rolling at his current level. Let me pull up, actually. I can pull up his character sheet if I need to. Let's see.
I also rolled a natural 17.
At his level, yeah, it's a plus 14, so.
Oh, you beat me.
So the Blood Damn. Raven stops you and says, this isn't how we do things.
What you mean we?
And just the head looks up at you, tilted.
I'm sorry. None of you would be down here if it wasn't for me. I'm making the decisions. Back off.
You're pathetic. All of you pathetic.
Keep talking. Tempt me one more time.
Oh, you're cute, little man.
I kind of thought that I told everyone to calm the fuck down.
Yes, I'm sorry. Are you two done with your dick measuring contest now? Can I talk to him again?
This kid wants to die. I'm just here to oblige him.
Yeah, he wants to be left alone. The only cause he's ever had for just abandoned him. Cut him some slack.
That's my whole point.
I'd love to cut him a lot more than that.
We probably should be going. I mean, we are in the underground tunnels and basement of whatever this organization is. I'm sure there's more of them, possibly.
You're not wrong. We should leave. But where do we go? Does anyone know the way out?
Back from whence we came.
From the upstairs, there's more outlets or something.
You think we'll run into trouble?
The entrance didn't cave in. We can give it a shot.
I want to check out some magic I saw on one of the tombs.
All right.
We have plenty of time.
The Blood Raven goes and, like, puts the Wakizashi, like, actually goes behind his back under his cloak. And he just goes and stands basically, like, at the foot of Jane, looks up at him and says,
you can go where you want, kid. Your cause wasn't wrong, but your means were. It's your choice now. You're an adult. It's time to make it.
And he just walks away. Jane's just silent.
Locke kind of looks at Joe. Is he an adult?
Technically, no, but the point's still there.
Locke stands up. I'm not trying to convince you to stay with us. I just prefer not to watch you die, if I can help it.
I've got an idea. A little what light is that, bulb. Pearl? Little light bulb. I'll crawl that necklace that you've got. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Maybe we can lend it. I have to say, I was a little about, you know, thinking this man deserved punishment, but I feel like he's earned his due. If we give him the necklace, he can leave town, never come back as a different person, start a new life if he wants to.
I'm sorry, why are we trying to aid a terrorist?
But I don't really sway too hard in any direction in this, but the kid was almost dead. He's not going back to his calls, and if he does, we'll be there to kill him. Obviously, he's soft.
Jane, how long has it been since you joined? How long? 1 year, two, three?
I've been in it since I was a kid. I don't want to talk about this right now.
Mutt, that's why.
Just a tool. A tool for these sick folks.
I think we should give Jen some space. I'm going to look at the body of the woman, and then I'm going to go into the next room and look at the tomb.
I'm going to go with you, Okrov.
Good idea. Let us know if you find anything, Okrov. This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, so can I search the body of the woman? Because I just cast detect magic, so I don't know if there's anything else.
Yeah, I think Mutt was going to do that,
right?
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Mutt going to do it? Did you roll a perception check for that, Shane?
Yeah, it was a 10.
10? Okay, I mean, you're just searching through their pockets, like, you don't find anything of particular value. Like, the clothing's half decent. Like, maybe you find a couple silver pieces.
Cool.
Throw a couple silver pieces into your inventory if you want them.
Woo-hoo!
Nothing else in particular. There's not even any weapons. You guys would find there'd be like a dagger. Probably a small blade on the ground somewhere, but yeah. They would have dropped it when that blast went off. So yeah, but like no particularly interesting weapons. It'd be a mundane dagger.
Before we leave the room, Mutt's going to walk up to Jane, and if he's still sitting down, he's going to take a knee. He's going to say,
look, I know I come off kind of dickish, but the offer still stands. If you ever want to die, you let me know. I'll be happy to oblige.
He doesn't even look at you. Just staring at the floor.
Right then, let's do the fuck out of my way. He just walks away.
Cut to a shot of watching Blood Raven's hand loosen from the hilt of the Wakizashi.
Nice.
Ooh.
Okay. This was nice. Can you all help me search this room real quick? Maybe there is some secret trap door or something like this. This seems to be the end of the road.
Yes, of course.
In the amphitheater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Go for it, guys. Just call out your rolls.
I think I found a Mutt's dagger over here.
No, I never picked mine up when I threw it over that building when we were fighting the Corsets.
Was that so that didn't even happen?
Yeah,
we'll just say because daggers are so cheap and because we need it to be real because it fumbled and that something actually happened.
Yeah.
We'll say you had another one that you reloaded in there. But I will say, to keep that fair, because you didn't actually buy it, with that natural one, and it when it hit the statue like I described, it shattered. It snapped the blade. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I did say that. So, yeah, you don't have it, but I'll let you slide on that, Shane.
That's cool.
Because I think a dagger's like a gold, so.
Well, the first one was masterwork. The second one, yeah, just like a gold.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Damn it.
Oh. Go search someone's backyard.
Knock on doors. Excuse me, ma'am.
That was an 8 for Harkrav for perception in the amphitheater.
It's a big old room full of statues.
Oh, so, my God. First roll of this new die, natural 20.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't find any items in here. There's nothing in here necessarily, but as you browse through, you see there's more and more of these statues that go up. I think I said about 6 stories, because you guys are probably about that far underground at this point through the varying levels and everything, the passages you've gone through. But as far as you can tell, this place has been deliberately vandalized. You don't know how long ago it happened. You can't really tell based off of the kind of damage that's there, like when it happened, you know?
There's no but like hot Cheetos or anything lying around or like Four Locos.
No, sadly, no.
Okay.
But no, when it happened today by luck when she threw multiple bombs.
You're welcome.
Yeah. How many Four Locos did you have today, Locke?
You don't want to know.
I mean, a Four Loco is basically an alchemical like creation. So she's just mixing them up in her bathtub.
More like Four Locos, am I right?
Four Locos, dude. Hell yeah.
Sense of business opportunity.
Hero die.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, for real.
No, that was true.
I rolled a 30 perception. I don't know if that gets me anything more than that, but I did roll a 30 perception.
I mean, I don't even know what the total for Pearls was.
It was 29, so it's in the ballpark.
Okay, yeah, it's like the same. So you get the same thing. I mean, the one that you guys can see, like, there is this like kind of unnatural like ray of light that shines down in the center of like the little stone peninsula dais thing that's surrounded by the water. And you can tell there was like a tablet here, but it's been shattered as well. It does have some writing on it. I don't know if anybody has linguistics trained. You need a rank in it. Anyone have linguistics?
Scroll of comprehend languages.
I do not have a rank in it.
Fuck, the comprehend languages means I have to actually make up what it literally says.
It's all good.
I didn't do.
It's not important. Fuck it.
No.
I can give you, because I mean, that's kind of a dead giveaway of like the literal words aren't actually important, but I can give you a gist of what it says if you want to spend the scroll.
I think that's fair.
But I need to get better at this because Stephanie is that player that's like, let me know what every character means.
You better make it all up. Figure it out.
It's also hard because then if I do this, then y'all know, it's not important then.
Yeah.
Because you didn't literally make it.
I think Arkrav would be intrigued by it, but I also want to save it. So that's what I'm wondering if, like, you know what I mean? I only have one. So I also wanted to check out the tomb. So that's what I'm like trying to in Arkrav's mind. What
he Roll saying. A wisdom check, Arkrav. Straight up wisdom check.
Oh, that's pretty nice. That's a 19 for an 18.
You minus one wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So with that, you do recognize that the inscription here is in the same writing as you've seen mostly throughout the rest of these catacombs, but especially inside that particular tomb. So it's the same.
Okay.
Man, this is tough. How long does your comprehend languages last?
Oh, that's true. I think it's 10 minutes at first level, isn't it? Let me
see. Holy shit.
Let's see. I think it's a decent chunk of time. It is... Yeah. 10 minutes per level. And so if it's a minimum level, it's a level 1 spell, so you get it for 10 minutes. Cool. So
yeah, so let's do it.
Check it real quick and sprint.
So Arkrav, you see, goes up to where this podium was, and it's still illuminated, you said, right? Like the light is coming from somewhere.
Yeah, above it's coming out of the ceiling. Yeah. Looks like there's some kind of hole or something like that. You don't really know. You can't really tell.
Reminds me of Indiana Jones.
It's more inspired by, you know, Balin's tomb and the Mines of Moria and the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, but...
Yeah, that's sick.
Wow.
So he'll start to, like, put some of the shattered pieces together on the ground in the light, and he will pull out a scroll and cast Comprehend Languages, which will last 10 minutes.
Cool. So just go ahead and roll d20 for me.
15.
Okay. I was just going to see, like, how well can Arkrav put this together, or at least in some kind of way. Like, you're never going to be able to fit it back perfectly because
right.
It's been split into too many little bits and everything. Does Comprehend Languages tell you what language? No, it doesn't.
No.
Unless you have linguistics. Do you have linguistics?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't know what language it is, but this is essentially, like, weirdly enough, it's like a poem. It's like a long-form poem. Seems to be talking about these kings, essentially. It's in particular talking about what came before and what is to come. And so really leaning on their talking about their bloodline and like what will come to bear of like these men, essentially. So it's odd. It's like it doesn't tell you who it is. Doesn't even like necessarily have any like proper nouns in it. But it's just It's a poem.
Did I hear you say a specific number? Did you say three kings or did I make that up in my head right now? You said the kings?
Yeah, I didn't say okay. any particular okay. number. You can surmise like all of the heads in here and these statues have some kind of crown on them right. that are pretty similar looking. And there's a lot of them.
That's crazy. So, that means the bloodline goes back to like, goes the beginning back, of baby. Time. Yeah. It's fucking wild. Okay.
There's probably a few hundred in here, you would think.
Yeah, which is, that's a lot. Arkrov will explain this to the rest of the group. And, okay, I need to go to the tomb. Hurry, before the spell runs out. And then he'll hustle into the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, so you go into this other tomb. And once again, you can read some of the writing on these walls and everything. And it's pretty apparent this is a burial area for the Imperialis family, which I don't know if you know unless Joe shared, but I guess no, you rolled a knowledge religion that told you a little bit in the when that
correct
when we were talking to Varel a few episodes ago. So yeah, you know that that's like the previous original monarchs, cool. original noble family of this region, and you can tell this is not someone who is part of the direct family that actually ruled. It's like a relative, but they would have been part of the same family, you know, like
so they were royalty but not the most important royalty, not the
yeah. So like if you know if man A and you know woman B were the like the patron and matron of this family at one point, this could have been a sibling of theirs or something. Gotcha. You know, or like a cousin or something like right. that, same you know family crest, same house name, but they might not have been directly. And you can tell there's a couple of these rooms throughout these hallways. And you can actually, if you look in any of them, you can see this really similar rooms like that. So
do all of them have that that aura of magic? Because I detected magic before. Does it have the same, like I detected like warding magic from
yeah, abjuration?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the ones that are intact.
Okay, can I roll a spellcraft on that?
Sure. Are you looking for a particular spell?
I mean, Arkrov's idea and or Foz's idea is like it's just meant to keep it sealed. Like that's just off the top of my head. But
sure,
I don't
yeah.
know. Or it could be something that explodes in your face when you try and open it to rob the tomb. Okay, that's a 15.
Yeah, with the 15, it seems like this is some kind of abjuration magic to seal it, to make it so normal means won't be able to open this thing. Do you? I mean, I guess I mentioned. Do you look in any other doors?
Sure.
Because I think I mentioned, I said, like, if you look at other doors, you see that. So I guess you would have. I mean, there are some of these that are open.
Can I take a peek? Kind of scared.
Yeah.
This is kind of scary.
There, I mean, there's
did anyone come skeletons. With me?
I said I was going with you.
Okay. There's skeletons?
Yeah, you see one of these has been thrown open. You actually see there seems to have been some kind of, I guess, ritualistic casting used in that area, possibly to break the seal of this tomb. But you can see there's like some work has been done in here. There's actually like a table that's basically been dragged in that there's like some information on. But yeah, it is open and it's a skeleton.
How spooky.
Okay.
Spooky.
Do I need to roll a perception check or that's what I see?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you see. I mean, are you looking for anything in particular? That's what you get by walking into the room and taking a glance, you know?
I kind of would want to roll. This is tough. Like, my idea with this is like, were they grave robbed? Like, did the skeleton have armor and weapons and shields on them before?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
You can see there's an amount of clothing that's decayed.
Yeah.
This is probably pretty old. I mean, there's no like soft tissue left on this okay. thing.
Can I roll a heal check to see how possibly old it is?
Sure. It's going to be hard, but okay. Yeah, you can give it a shot.
I'm not too good. No, it's a 17. Probably not that.
17. It's old enough where the soft tissues are gone. With a 17, I'll say as you get one thing, you can tell these are the bones of a woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's on the table?
Papers and shit. You might even find, I mean, there's various things on the table. So, I mean, you can see different writing. It looks like there's even like maybe some writing about like how they, like whatever ritual they use to unseal this seems rather complicated and pretty elaborate. There is also like a small like leather case over to one side of it.
Mm-hmm. Is that radiating any magic if I detect magic?
Not immediately.
I will open it up, see what's going on.
Okay. You go ahead and open it. There's some different like rolls of paper inside of it.
Start to unfurl them and detecting magic while I do so.
Yeah, one of them does have a faint bit of magic coming from it, but the others don't.
Sweet, I'll check it out.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a spellcraft for me.
Oh, natural 20, baby. 4A.
Yeah, this is a scroll of Speak with Dead.
Oh, shit. What? You gotta do it.
Yes.
All right.
should we talk to the skeletons or should we talk to the girl upstairs?
Fuck. Oh my God. Joe, what? I just found this scroll and it seems like there's obviously the skeleton here. It's almost too perfect, but should we get the others?
I mean, I'm kind of curious. Might as well.
Fuck. I hate this shit. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No.
She's dead already.
No, I don't want to do
it. What is she going to do?
You can do it. Here you are. You
I
do
don't
it.
Know. I don't know how. Do I? Can I?
It's not on your spell list, so no.
This is up your alley.
No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
What are you afraid is going to happen?
I just don't want to talk to her.
Don't you already talk to dead people all the time? What's the difference? Your friend Kenzo, doesn't he show up?
I do not want to do this, but let's go talk to the group and see what they want to do.
Okay.
Walk over. You walk in and there's been a bloody battle. Jane's head has been lopped off and there's a wakizashi just driven through the throat of Mutt and the Blood Raven's lying there. His mask is off and he's dead. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen.
And Locke is like, it's all me.
It's all mutual destruction. They're all dead.
You know? It's what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object, baby.
Most importantly, out of all of that, is he hot?
Yeah, is he hot?
Who's he cast as?
Is he hot?
Is he hot, though? Is he hot? Is
you guys, I'm not going to say anything. Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
Just yes or no. Is he hot?
Right.
No comment.
Damn it.
Let's cast him right now.
Matthew Perry.
Nope.
No.
What the fuck? Matthew Perry.
I would love that. I would love all of those.
Hilarious. Yeah. It was Matthew Perry.
No, y'all are so far off.
Kramer.
I'm just saying, both those people, no, super far off.
If we're in the science realm, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'd be like, hell yeah, young
no,
Neil. Give
what?
Me young Neil, baby.
What? No.
Betty White. DeGrasse,
what?
It's a birthday.
Probably closer with Betty White, but neither, yeah. I'm not, like, oh. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm not young. I'm not making a gender comment with that
oh,
either.
Wait, no,
just,
I know
I'm,
who
I'm
it
talking
is.
About attitudes. So yeah, you guys go back to the room. That's fine.
Okay.
How'd it go?
Well, I found this scroll and there is a skeleton up there, but I'm wondering if this is the right time to use the scroll.
What's the scroll?
It is speak with the dead.
You mean you could use it to speak with the skeleton?
Yes, the skeleton will speak, but they're not usually very... the information you could glean from them might not be that helpful.
Yeah, as a reference, guys, they can only... Like, their knowledge is limited to what they knew during life, so that's limited there. Also, they're limited with their ability to physically speak, so I would say, Arkov, you'd probably know this as someone who's maybe... I mean, actually... kind of what we talked about. Yeah, you probably definitely would.
Yeah.
Like a skeleton wouldn't be able to say words to you because it doesn't have like the ability to.
Right.
Right. It could definitely nod or shake its head though.
Right.
So a skeleton could answer yes or no questions. Like a corpse could talk because all the things are depending on how decayed.
I'm pretty sure according to the rules of the spell, I think a skeleton can talk.
So if you look, let me see.
That reminds me of even like Baldur's Gate.
Because we ran into this in Carrion Crown. They found I don't want to spoil it.
So a damaged corpse may be able to give partial answers or partially correct answers, but it must at least have a mouth in order to speak at all.
Yeah.
The spell does not affect the corpse. So I think the spirit of that is saying like it's being animated, but just like it can't talk if it doesn't have vocal cords. Well, like it can only give partial answers if its body is damaged.
Here's my rebuttal, and feel free to ignore this, but it's a spoiler for people who haven't played Carrion Crown, so this probably won't make it into the podcast. There's a part, you guys have already done it, Foz, when the players find the bones of these children at the bottom of a well or a hole, and they have to cast Speak with Dead on the bones in a courtroom to get them to confess to their murderer.
Yeah, I mean, I've not read the AP, so I don't know the language if it's like a corpse
they're
or
not,
the bones. Or
they're not zombies. Like, they have no bodies. It's just bones.
Okay.
And the bones are able to actually tell them who the murderer is?
Yeah, the skeleton like opens and closes its mouth like it's talking, but obviously it doesn't have vocal cords.
Well, the thing did say that if it had a mouth at all, so...
It's Josh's call.
Yeah,
it's
Josh's call.
I'm just going to lean into that last sentence of a damaged corpse may be able to give partial answers or partially correct answers.
Oh, absolutely. So
it seems mm-hmm. like, and this isn't me trying to push back, like, mm-hmm. Paizo can do whatever the fuck it wants, but
yeah.
It just seems like this spell necessitates, and that line necessitates, like, its physicality. So
that makes sense.
I think
it's really interesting how it works, because in the AP, there's a person who goes killing people and, like, Foz, this already happened, so you don't got to worry about spoilers because you weren't here for it. But like, when they kill somebody, to make sure that they don't get tattled on, they mutilate their mouth, like they remove their lower jaw or something.
Interesting.
So they can't. Nobody can cast Speak with Dead on them.
Yeah,
It's weird because then in that case, it does depend on the anatomy. You know, that's what's odd to it.
What is mouth defined as? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Trying to hold both in its hands. I can totally see that. I think I'm gonna rule for my. For at least for this campaign.
I think it makes sense.
It can answer yes or no questions or give hand gestures. Mm-hmm. Like the corpse animates like a normal undead skeleton, but it's speaking. It's not literally like a, you know, an undead skeleton that could maybe make some noises like that. So that'll be my ruling. But that, in all honesty, probably the official ruling would be more with Shane's. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But I think this is cooler.
Homebrew, baby.
I think it's creepier too.
It kind of is.
But yeah, Arcroft, you would know that about the spell. It's not quite a spell you can cast yet, but you're close, in all honesty.
Yeah.
But from what we've spoken of, to be even more cryptic continually, you'd probably have some awareness of this spell.
For sure.
And so, yeah, you would know that the skeleton would only be able to give yes or no answers. And it wouldn't know, like, if there was anything done to it, like, since it died, it has no knowledge of that when you speak to it.
Like, if they're under some sort of influence,
let's just say, like, if Ezra was doing research and asked it questions, maybe it used another Speak with Dead spell or did something else to it since the body has been dead, it would have no knowledge of that because it only has knowledge up until the moment of its death.
Right. Gotcha.
So it's the knowledge of the person whose body
while they're alive. Yeah.
Akrav, what would you ask her?
I don't know. I don't want to ask anyone any questions. I think we should save the scroll and we should possibly get out of here.
What about the young transformed low lady on the floor?
What about her?
We should probably talk to her.
Oh,
might be helpful. And she's, well, she might not be able to speak either.
Oh, because her face is so fucking melted.
Right.
Josh, do I need to roll a heal check or like would I know if it would work with the condition of the body?
It would probably work. It might be limited in certain aspects, but you could probably get spoken answers out of it.
Well, but I don't know what questions I would probably ask where is Ezra hiding or I don't know, something like this.
Do you really think someone like this would know?
You think so?
Probably not. She was clearly used as a way to let him escape. He's not going to tell her where he's going.
What about, was Ezra here? Shoot.
Does Ezra even exist?
I don't know the questions that we would need to ask her. I don't feel comfortable doing this.
You want me to take her with us?
We have to figure out where we're going to go next.
You want to drag a body into the streets?
We are not doing this, no.
That's why we need to talk to her now. And see if we can find out where Ezra is, or find out who she is, or any kind of lead.
Fine. You all think of a question. Do I know? Just do I need to know?
do I need to ask the questions?
That's the yes,
I
right?
can't. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to give me questions to ask because I don't feel comfortable. Someone needs to.
You get
to
two at the minimum cast.
Oh my god! Fuck. Okay. Two
questions.
It's two per cast. It's one per two caster levels. So it's a third level cleric spell. So it'd be level five cleric spell. So
that's interesting that it's per question and not per like minute or something.
It is also that as well.
Yeah.
It is also one minute per level.
Out of curiosity, does the
corpse, so you don't have forever,
like tell the truth? Do they have the capability of lying at these questions?
Answers are brief, cryptic, and. Hold on.
That's fine.
Brief, cryptic, or repetitive, especially if the creature would have opposed you in life.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not going to get shit.
We're not going to get anything.
We're not going to get shit.
Here's my only thing.
If it has a different alignment than yours, it even gets a will save.
Normally I would be like, why would we bother with this? The only reason I'm thinking maybe not is because the GM put a skeleton and a scroll right next to it. That's got to be
something. I don't want to do a skeleton. I want to do this dead lady.
The skeleton has no information about, like, what would they have? They've been dead forever.
Yeah, I can't even think of a single question to ask the skeleton other than, like, are you a bitch from that one family?
Yo, what's up?
Yes. Are you a bitch?
Are you a noble bitch? Yo.
It also says, if successful, the corpse can refuse to answer your questions or attempt to deceive you using bluff.
Bomb. Dude, this is stupid.
I don't know we would ask the skeleton, but we do have this lady in front of us. Have this dead lady in front of us that, like, can legitimately, like, maybe tell us things about where to go next or who Ezra is working
I got it.
What?
What do you got?
Arkrov needs to put on the necklace, turn into Ezra, and needs to speak to the corpse.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Fucking puzzle master Dave.
You fucking genius.
Why is David so good at this?
I'm going to quit.
I'm going to go ahead and log off now.
Come on, that's genius. Come on, guys.
That's so good. You're so smart.
That's great.
I don't know how to relay this information as Pearl.
If this wasn't a homebrew, I would accuse David of reading the adventure path.
Like, literally, yes. Did you read Josh's mind?
See, I'm telling you guys, I'm abstract normally, but sometimes I hyper-focus on some dumb shit.
What questions would Ezra ask this person? That's
yeah, okay, yeah, so that doesn't help that, yeah.
Well, we just need to...
Shit.
Ezra wouldn't ask, like, who are you working for? You know, like...
Yeah.
Where's my house? Where do I live? Remind me, I forgot.
Son of a bitch, actually, Foz, you just deconstructed my whole argument.
Social security number.
But wait, what if we pretend he has, like, amnesia?
To what? Oh my God.
Stop.
Yeah, you fucked up my whole theory. It's perfect. You fucked up my brilliant
theory. Laura, stop trying to be clever like David. It's not working.
It's okay. I don't feel clever anymore.
I just want to be smart like David. God damn it. There's got to be a way. I feel like this is such a good idea. There's got to be a way.
We got to be able to tap into this.
Or there's got to be
Let's think high level. Let's think high level. What information do we need? Let's not think of how to phrase it in a question, but, like, what do we want to know? Like, what are unanswered questions we have?
Yeah, while you're doing that, Arkrov, can you also roll a caster level check?
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess if we're going to be honest, like, our characters don't know anything about the Fisher King.
So, like, we want to know information about the court of the Fisher King or the Fisher King.
Okay. No, just the Fisher King. That's all we know.
The Fisher King is Aridin.
We just heard about it recently.
Wait, right? No, I mean, I'm talking about our characters in this game.
Yeah. No, I think, Joe rolled a... No, did she? I don't remember. I know I wrote it down, but I don't remember if that was meta.
Foz, what was that caster level check?
It's your applicable modifier plus your level, right?
No, it's just your caster level. It's not a concentration check. It's just your caster.
Got it. Then that is 23.
23. Yeah, so one thing to remember about this spell, I'm going to read the spell to you. You grant the semblance of life to a corpse, allowing it to answer questions. Nowhere in here does it denote that it recognizes people or has any form of vision. It is just answering your questions. That is all it is doing.
Yeah.
This is pretty much, like, up to interpretation, but from what I've read in some people's arguments as I just searched this really quick, because straight up didn't anticipate this. It's a really interesting thing. Another David Felix thing. It's not alive, and it's not even undead. You just granted a semblance of life. That it can kind of answer based off of its, I guess technically its memories, but even then, like, it doesn't have to have a brain, you know? So
a wisp of consciousness.
Could give it a shot, but there's no distinction from your knowledge of the spell whether or not it has any kind of like ocular recognition.
Shit.
Who fucking cares? Like, at this point, just fucking do it.
Okay.
I just feel like we gotta do it. Like, we have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it'd be silly to just pass this up, you know? Like
why not?
We should try.
You know?
We should try.
It's like a free scroll. It's like a free spell.
It's more of a character thing for Arkrov.
It's also a spell he can't cast.
No, I'm saying, like,
limited resource.
I know it's a character thing.
You can say that to us, Arkrov. Like, we can talk about it.
These guys want to let a terrorist live and do some necromancy shit. Like, these people are fucked up. But I'm like, fucking do it, dude. Who cares?
Locke will walk up to Arkrov. Why are you so hesitant? What's wrong?
I don't want to see this person this way.
Is there a reason? Are you afraid?
I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to do it. But if you want me to, I can try.
I don't want to just make you do something you don't want to do.
Tell me what questions you want to ask and I will do it.
She kind of turns to the rest of the group. Well, what questions do we want to ask?
Well, we need to know where Ezra is, and we're trying to find out who they're working for, so something along those lines.
There's no reason she would listen to us or tell us anything.
Perhaps another safe point.
What do you mean?
Perhaps like another one of these tombs, perhaps. These people seem like they have contingencies on contingencies, so we could say, hey, this shit's fucked. There's another rendezvous point of some shite.
True.
I'm not sure.
Can we say that, I'm thinking back to the episode when Jane revealed to Joe and kind of like, well, they didn't get the boarding house, so at least that's safe. I just remember that popped into my head. So I just don't know if Joe, because she was like running with Jane during that time and haven't had a lot of chance to talk. I don't know if that's something that she would have shared with us.
She would.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we can just not RP that. But yeah, let's assume she shared what she...
We can ask her maybe about the boarding house, if there is tunnels beneath the boarding house, or if there is, some sort of base of operations.
That's not a bad idea.
This is just one thing, but I don't know what else.
And perhaps some sort of significance with our location, perhaps. Like, why this tomb? Are there other tombs?
Or maybe where the tunnels could lead? I don't know.
Akrav, will this corpse be able to speak? Or how does this work?
It seems like, I mean, this throat is pretty messed up, but I think I could communicate with them.
Okay.
How about you, little crow man? You have some opinions sometimes.
Yes, Bloodraven, what do you think we should ask?
I don't think we should be wasting our time.
All right, well, this is his bet.
Well, then let's get this over with.
How about you, Mutt? Any reasoning from you?
What? I don't care. Y'all are fucked up.
Fair enough.
Cheers. Add to the intrigue. This has been a windy-ass day.
Can't get any weirder.
Everyone roll a perception check.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh no, like I said that in character.
Arcroft?
19.
Ooh.
Okay. Locke?
17.
Mutt?
5.
Nice. Joe?
18.
And Pearl?
Same, 18.
Okay.
Nice. Sweet. Phil, I am on the same side. I think we should keep moving. I don't think we will get much out of this person. I think we should explore the tunnels or leave. I am very, very tired. I need some sleep because I think I'm going to get some good powers in the morning.
Interesting. It's almost as if we've leveled up.
Wait, you guys leveled up?
You didn't get that XP?
Is that the XP?
I always work with a partner, so everything is always split. Kind of sucks.
Oh, man. That sucks, bro.
Yeah, I guess it's a long shot anyway, so we can poke around a bit more, but... If you guys want to leave, we can leave. I just don't know where we're going after this.
Just seems a pity to waste this scroll.
It might not be wasted, but I will listen to the sensible one. He's got his head on his shoulders. Where shall we rest, though?
I'm not saying we rest now. I'm just saying this is on my mind. I think there is some more information we could find here, but...
Well, then let's keep looking. Why not?
Everyone except for Mutt... because of Mutt's role. As you guys are standing here, you begin to hear what you think might be footsteps coming down some of the corridors.
Ah!
They're not rapid. They're also not, like, slow. They're definitely moving down the flagstone hallways.
Oh, fuck. Arkrav puts the necklace on and tucks it into his shirt.
What do we do?
I don't
have time. Should we take the body with us?
No, I want to find out who it is.
Yeah, I'm going to lay down behind... These statues over here.
Yo. You think we should hide?
It's only one person, I think.
Well,
you can hear a set of them.
Oh shit! Never
Either
mind.
Way,
they're getting louder.
We should lay down, and Arkrav, you should become Ezra. Just become him.
Arkrav turns into Ezra.
Everybody else, hide quickly.
Okay. You guys see as Arkrav's form. You've seen him kind of bend and twist in a polymorph before. Arkrav This is actually a really familiar feeling. It's not weird to you at all. Mm-mm. You've done this hundreds, probably thousands of times in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And this time you don't turn into your usual human or kitsune form. You turn into your old buddy, Ezra Braddock.
Your old
sweet boy,
buddy.
Sorry, that spell one more time, Josh. It's Hat of Disguise, which is what...
It's Greater Hat of Disguise?
Right.
So it's an amulet in this, but I'm just... Because I just changed the slots. Because Ezra doesn't wear a hat, because that would be weird.
Right.
You dumb.
So...
What's the spell? It replicates.
Alter Self.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I think Locke tries to go hide behind a statue.
Okay. Anybody who's hiding, go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Oh, dear.
As you guys are doing that, you guys see swiftly, deftly, you know, nearly silently, you see stepping basically behind where the door opens is the raven, just basically perched and ready to maybe leap and attack on anything that comes through the door.
Nice.
All right, stealth checks. Mutt?
Oh, I didn't hide.
You're not hiding? Okay. Good to know. Locke?
24.
I guess anybody else, who is hiding? Just call them out.
Oh, me. Pearl
17
was.
For Joe.
Oh, and 17 for Pearl.
Okay. All right. You guys, over the next little while, hear some footsteps get closer, and you even hear some voices. For what you guys rolled, pretty much everybody, I would say probably pretty much everyone except for Mutt, you guys all rolled decently high. You hear voices like shouting out and speaking to each other. A couple different ones.
Do we know any of them?
You don't immediately recognize any of them.
Can Arkrov, like, get a little bit closer and try to... you know, discern a little bit better, or like peek around the corner type of thing.
Yeah. Do you want to look through do you want to open the door and look? Actually, I'd say the doors are probably still open.
Yeah, that's what
those big stone doors. Do you want to look through do you want to look down the corridor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty apparent. You can see probably about 50 yards down, stepping into view of this corridor. You can see a humanoid shape holding some kind of like moat of light.
Okay.
Are you just standing there like inconspicuously?
No. I said I want to peek around.
You're just peeking around.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay, I'll wait. We'll see what happens.
So as they step out, they look around and you see they were actually facing away from you, and they turn around, they look down the corridor. You hear them shout out to another person. Hey, down this direction.
What if it's Ezra?
That'd be so good. Well, he'll think it's a girl, maybe. Wait, she's dead on the floor. Never mind.
Arkrov will...
Shit.
Shit.
I know. So problematic.
I believe in you.
Yeah, Arkrov
will begin walking down the corridor towards this particular chamber.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You can hear there's about four of them.
Arkrov will step into view as Ezra.
As you step into view, you immediately can see that the first one like kind of stops immediately and takes like a stance in reaction to this person popping out. And there's kind of like a moment where it's hard for you to make out, but this person is mostly like wrapped up. Like they're wearing like a dark cloak, their face is covered, and you can almost see there's a moment of like some kind of recognition, and there's immediately a flourish of the hands, and I need you to roll a will save.
Oh, shit. No.
What?
Oh, no.
It's Faye.
Yep. 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 I disguised
shit.
Against the wrong person.
Yeah,
shit. Oh, fucking hell.
That's a 9.
A 9. Yeah, you immediately succumb to a hold person spell. You cannot move. And you hear the person turns around and say, go get Lord Koretsnov. We found him. You see this person walks. This person walks forward, and you can see their faces wrapped up and their hands out, and they say, you shit. We fucking found you.
It's me. It's Arkrov.
You can't talk. You're paralyzed. You can't even speak.
Right. Fuck.
You see them just like, I have him. I have him held. Go get the Lord.
Does the fucking one of us like jump out or something?
Do we hear this?
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we hear this?
Whole person's on you.
No, but can we hear this?
Absolutely. It's in the same fucking room as you guys.
Locke runs out to meet Arkrov, like to run out to where he is. Does she see Faye, or did Faye already leave? Or whoever this person is, I'm sorry.
You see a person who is clad in black and has their face covered. And is standing there magically holding Arkrov, who currently looks like Ezra.
Wait, did you say you're with Lord Koretsnov?
As you do that, you watch as a blade apparates in their hand, and they say, stand back!
Joe comes out. That's not Ezra. It's...
Who the hell are you?
I'm sorry, I'm Joe. That's Arkrov. We just thought you were someone else. So
we're working for Lord Koretsnov as well.
What was it hiding?
You're in the auditorium, though.
Right, you're further into the room. He's reacting to this person that's standing in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
To step up, Mutt.
No.
Why don't you all stand there and we'll see what happens when Lord Koretsnov gets here.
All right.
You see a single tear roll down Arkrov's
cheek. Or Ezra's face.
His scarred cheek.
There is a few very tense minutes go by as you guys are all standing there kind of waiting. Eventually, I imagine the spell does not last forever. So eventually it does lax and Arkrov is kind of gets his bodily function back. But this dude is standing there like ready to strike and is just waiting. And eventually you do hear footsteps walking down the corridors until you eventually hear the voice of Varel Kretsnov.
Edrin, stand down.
He kind of stands. You watch as he like almost like cocks his hand and like you watch the sword go away. It just disappears. He turns around.
My lord, this is obviously not the actual man.
He goes and he just like puts his hand on his shoulder and just like pushes him aside. You see him step into the corridor and steps into the doorway and puts his hands on his hips.
Quite the mess you got yourselves into.
Arkrov reaches into the shirt and deactivates the disguise.
Yes, well, it didn't exactly go as planned.
And you thought this was a good idea, not informing myself or anyone else that you were directly taking this on?
We did not have time. We were trying to save Jo. She was in the mouth of the beast, so to speak.
Is everyone alive?
All of us.
Of our group, yes.
Can Arkrov look for Jane? Is Jane still in the room?
Hasn't moved.
Jane is sort of alive.
Except for this woman who was wearing this necklace posing as Ezra. I thought I could use the same trick on who I thought was the enemy coming down.
Well, it worked on my men.
Unfortunately.
They're not as well versed in illusion as I am.
You see him actually like peek over Arkrov's shoulder and you see he looks right over at the Blood Raven who's standing there and he just kind of gives him like an interesting like look and kind of recognition and then looks back at Arkrov and the rest of you.
I need to get you all out of here. There's quite a crowd around the warehouse, or what exists of the warehouse.
Oh dear.
Oh fuck.
I'm sorry, we were trying to follow Ezra and it didn't end up actually being him. He got away.
Yes, we have some more information that was found out about that. We'll speak in a bit.
All right.
Gather everyone up.
It's all right, my lord. I got this one. Just make sure that when they capture me, you get... what's the sheriff of Guildside's name? Not Chase Pulvane. No, that is Guildside.
Of Guildside?
The Forge Barrow.
The Forge Barrow is Chase Pulvane. Guildside is Bartleby Hadmore.
Okay, he goes, I got this one, my lord. Just make sure when they get me, you have Hadmore coming. You know, set me free, so to speak.
Mutt?
I got this one.
Why don't you let me make the plans and you just swing the axe?
All right. Whatever you say, me lord.
Gather everyone up. I'll send my men upstairs to take care of things.
He just walks back down the corridor.
Thank you.
Well, that was embarrassing.
I'm curious what they found out.
What do you mean?
He said they had some more information.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to get out of here, so shall we?
I guess so.
I don't exactly plan with going with them.
And he just starts walking down the corridor.
All right, well, bye. All right, guys, let's go.
So as you guys kind of gather everybody up, Jane kind of reluctantly walks with you all. He's a little bit of a daze. He's not talking a whole lot. He doesn't really respond to too many things, but he does just get up and kind of walk with you guys. As you get further down the hall, you're met back up with Varel, who has seemingly kind of had an interesting little standoff with the Raven at kind of a juncture, and they're almost having a bit of a heated conversation, just in a subdued manner. There's a lot being said that's not being said. And Varel is letting on how much he knows the Raven was involved with the Prime Minister previously, and is basically telling him, you're gonna come with us and talk to us and tell us what you know, or this isn't gonna go well.
Shit.
For the first time, you actually watch as the Raven acquiesce to someone else's request.
Damn.
He does Ooh. Not... He puts up a bit of a verbal fight, but not much of a physical one.
Well, damn.
And he just kind of straightens up and waits. And Varel has you all gather around, and you watch as he snaps his fingers, and very suddenly, as if the backdrop of a set shifts around you, you are inside the Prime Minister's office.
Whoa!
Man.
So frosty.
Yeah, right.
Wow! That's a cool trick!
As you guys all kind of land, like, very suddenly, you watch as the Prime Minister jumps. She like, even, like, drops some paper she was had over the desk, and she's kind of, like, grabbing her chest, just, God,
Varel, we have doors for a reason.
And he's just like, this was more convenient.
Oh, we've got quite a troop. Oh, okay. Well, number one, all of you, was it absolutely necessary to blow up the building?
Did the raven come with us?
He is in the room with you.
Arkov just kind of like side eyes at the raven and then at Locke.
And Pearl will do like a ridiculous gesture and he'll be like, I don't really know, m'lady or prime minister. Sorry.
I want to make it clear I had nothing to do with that decision. I was nowhere near them, in fact.
Oh, that's fine. You've done enough to get yourself in trouble.
What?
So, do you all mind explaining to me what happened? I got news, in fact, I actually literally heard it, of an explosion in the Forge Barrow. And come to find out, there are secret tunnels below this warehouse as well. Is this the case?
This is true.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes, lady.
What were you all doing back there?
Trying to save Joe. She was going with this person over here. His name is Jane.
We were trying to find Ezra.
Yes, who is this young man? Who are you? And he just like looks up at her and then looks at me, looks down. Okay, a shy one. Everyone, who is this boy?
His name is Jane and he worked for Ezra. Or still does. I don't really know, but...
Formerly worked for Ezra. Not anymore.
Oh, he also tried to set the Fitzelric's house on fire.
So it was him and his friends who did that?
Yes.
Good. Great. Grand arceny. Okay. Just as a clarification, because I'm a woman of facts, it's not exact. I mean, technically it is possible from a certain point of view, but it seems that him working for... whoever Ezra Brannick is not exactly what has been happening. I sent a couple of my aides to go digging through a bit of our city's records, and it seems like we found something rather interesting, which, you said that you encountered Ezra.
Well, we encountered who we thought was Ezra, but it was just Ziz.
Okay.
And he holds up the necklace.
I'm sorry, I'm not an arcanist. What is that?
It gives you the ability to change into whoever you want, in layman's terms.
Okay, yes, that actually adds up very good. Well, she holds up a piece of paper. It's like a slip. It's about three quarters of a page. This, well, why don't you all look at it? It's revealing something that my aides drummed up from a place in our record that was likely intended to bury it.
Locke goes over and looks at it.
Yeah, as you're looking at it, it is a death certificate.
Oh, I knew
it. Oh.
Is this a death certificate? For who?
It is. As you kind of, she kind of like looks at it again, and as you read down it, you can see, dated a number of years ago, this is a death certificate for one Ezra Brannick.
Wait, Ezra's dead? He's been dead this whole time.
For how long?
Is that what you're telling me?
It's dated at least several years ago.
This is from years back, which means the entire time we've been investigating this, he would have been gone.
Oh, did he fake his death? Ooh, this is like a good Pope novel.
It's listed as some sort of work-related accident, but...
Why would anyone fake their death and then bury it?
And then continue being himself?
He was even working for Beslov. Still, he'd been working for Beslov for years. So, who was that then? Beslov seemed fooled.
Deep infiltration, it seems like.
Wait, didn't Beslov say that Ezra had been acting strange for the last year or so? That he'd been more secretive and gone a lot more?
This is true.
I think it was a number of years, but...
He didn't give you a specific number.
So this whole time it wasn't Ezra at all. It was someone pretending to be him. What?
That woman.
Using him as a figurehead, as someone who could take the fall.
But why him?
It has to connect to Beslov somehow. He gained access to experiments in our laboratory. For what? I don't know.
How common are those necklaces, by the way? Can you just buy them on the streets?
No. Something like that would require a specialist.
A lot of money, too, I'm assuming.
For someone like you? Sure.
But, like, there might be other people out there pretending to be Ezra, potentially.
You dumb pieces of shit. Not once did you ever think to look right beneath your nose. And Mutt takes off his mask.
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Mutt.
Fuck! You got me excited.
I was like, oh, you're talking about Jane? I was like, well, we haven't checked this chest for a necklace.
That would be hilarious.
I was really like, oh, what's Shane going to do here? And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
That was like the most violent Scooby-Doo reveal. That was a very
Ezra
aggressive
was the friends
Scooby-Doo
made
reveal.
Along the way.
If you take the shapes of the letters of Mutt, you can remake the word Ezra.
Whoa.
Mutt's been dead for 84 years. Okay. Anyway.
It is true that it's possible that there are more than one Ezra out there.
There's multiple Ezras.
It's possible.
Joe turns to Jane. Did you know this?
Looks up at her and just shakes his head.
I doubt anyone did. But why? What was the point of having Ezra specifically be the spearhead? There must be a reason.
Have you talked to Basil of Howl about this?
No. We drummed this up today.
Do you think you will interrogate him further with this new information?
You see Laveau look up at Varel, and Varel kind of like raises an eyebrow. We've interrogated Beslev for days. Whatever we're going to get out of him, we already have. Doesn't know anything.
Well, we did find out some information from Jane, and looks over at Jane. We know the boarding house in the forge barrel was some sort of, I don't know how big, but base of operations for whoever this group is.
You could start there.
We have visited there before, but not deep enough.
Just before we really knew.
What were they doing down there?
There seemed to be tombs and crypts of an ancient family, a royal bloodline from years ago, before the democracy came to.
Yes, it's the tombs. It sounds like it's the old sepulchres of the old Emirialis family. They were sealed off years ago.
Well, they were doing something down there.
Seems like it.
It seemed to be tied to some kind of cult or something.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Miss Bellamy.
They were certainly defacing it down there. Half their statues had their faces bashed in, unless...
That's not likely something that happened recently.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Our government sealed them off a few decades ago because it was not uncommon for all various types of people to go and abuse what is, as much as people might not like, it's part of our history.
I'm sorry, really quick, where did we see the dirge symbol again? Where do we find that? We found it somewhere, didn't we?
We didn't see a dirge symbol. We
find a dirge symbol.
No, there was...
We didn't? No, it's the third eye was off. Yeah.
Well, the third eye was on the crest of the eagle.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you saw a third eye and an eagle, and you guys made a... You surmised that had a relation.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it was the three eyes that made me...
I was thinking it was the actual symbol. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They were also seeming to... I found a tomb that was open, a skeleton exposed, and there was some scrolls and papers nearby. It seems like they were trying to communicate with the dead. I don't know why this might be.
There must be some sort of information they were looking for. I can have my men look into this. They're already in the area.
That's good. Do that. Yes, please. Have them be discreet.
Of course. We've already corresponded with local law enforcement, and they are blaming this on a chemical mishap. We were fortunate that this was the original purpose of the warehouse. The story will hold up.
Good. Very good. Well, it seems as if... Sort of seems like we've taken two steps forward and three steps back. Boy... You see, Jane kind of looks up. Now, it seems as if your people don't like me very much, and quite honestly, you're one of many who don't, so it doesn't bother me, but do you have anything to say for yourself? You see him kind of like look around, and he like looks over, he like glances up at Varel for a second, like his eyes go down, and he like looks over at Joe for a minute, and just like looks down. I don't know what to say. Well, you can start by telling us everything that you all planned, or you can spend the rest of your life in a dungeon, so many stories below this building that you'll never see the light of day again. And he kind of like looks up and like his eyes get big and he looks down. Ooh. And you hear up coming from off to the side, you see like just kind of leaning up against a desk on the other side of the room. You just see the Raven is,
do we really need to continue to push this kid?
She's, oh dear Lord, I didn't even know you were here. It's good to see you after so long. And you just see like the mask just stares at her. Yes, as much as I expected. Well,
I did give him a better offer, Jane, in a test.
You can almost see his eyes just starting to like well up and just like, I don't...
Prime Minister, he's done some terrible things.
Oh, one can only assume.
I'm not going to make any excuses or defenses for that. You ought to know he got pulled into this. He had nothing as a child. He didn't know any better. And they gave him a home, they gave him a community, they gave him something to fight for. Just keep that in mind. Whatever consequences come from his actions, so be it. But he wasn't dealt a good hand of cards, okay?
You see her kind of sit back and fold her hands in front of her.
You're a lucky kid, do you know that? Kind of like, there's like a little nod. These people barely know you, and they're sticking up for you. Let's say this.
And she kind of leans forward.
I will make sure that you do not face any charges for what you've done, and we can get you set up with a decent job, but you have to tell us everything you know. He just kind of looks scared.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good. Great. Well, with that, why don't we take... Why don't we all take a beat? I'll have some food brought in and we can all relax for a minute and then we can have a conversation. It is getting late. And, you know, at this point, I have to start preparing. I mean, we have the... I don't know if you're all aware. In a couple of days, we do have the autumnal equinox. So I do have the parade for the Eridan parishioners coming soon. So I need to prepare for this and make sure that everything will go all right. So, and you see Jane immediately just like, wait, what? Yes, as we always have. I'm not sure you would have been aware at this time of year, being a lad who grew up in the city, but every year on the equinox, we have a set of parishioners that go and pay tributes to Eridan at the old cathedral on the hill. It's a normal circumstance we have every... He says, wait, hold on. When? It's happening tomorrow. Wait, what's the date? She says, it's... Today's the 21st of September. I don't understand. It happens on the 26th. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I may know something that's going to happen today.
Today?
Yeah, I didn't know how long I was in that house with the wizard guys, and
What is it? What's going to happen today?
We'll pick it up there in episode 37.
Ah! Yeah.
Oh my god.
The suspense is killing me.
Well, we'll have to see how that goes. But as always, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Quest Side Story here at the pod called Quest. I still can't believe we're encroaching on the same number of episodes of this thing as we did on the original campaign. It's kind of really the worst, but also pretty cool. It's turned out to be a really great thing. So I'm not complaining about it. And after this, I get to take a nice little break and just play one single character, which will be super tight. So still really stoked for Jade Regent. But as always, everybody, a big shout out to Sirenscape, Larian Studios, The Game Kitchen, and CD Projekt Red for their awesome sound effects and music. You can check out them as well as every other composer whose music we use via Creative Commons at podcalledquest.com/music. And in each every episode show notes, please go check out blacklivesmatter.com. Get involved if you can. Spread the message if you can. Maybe go buy some merch. As simple as you could. Go buy some merch from them. Rep equity and equality and help support them. Anything you can do would be great. So anyways, everybody, we love you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our patrons for donating. And we'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Some of us have brushed upon death and we've thought to ourselves afterwards, you know, I'm really horny right now.